Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Life Design with Linda Sachs. I hope that you're all well and taking time each day to check in and ask yourself if you are where you really want to be or have dreams to be in your life. More often than not, we tend to wake up and find ourselves in a place in our lives which is so the furthest from anything that we had ever expected or may have even imagined. For the purposes of today's show, our guest topic will pretty much probably be focusing on and directing towards women. But for any and all of you male listeners who are listening in, please do not leave us. Stay with us and apply whatever information that you may receive. Because I do believe that both men and women do need to prepare in this area with topic today. My guest is Laura Weisberg-Campbell. Laura is an extraordinary love strategist and divorce expert and the creator of the D-Spot. The women that she serves are passionate about creating a life and love that they both have imagined and dreamt of, both during and after divorce. Laura is the author of The Ultimate Divorce Organizer, the complete interactive guide to achieving the best legal, financial, and personal divorce information. She is also a regular contributor to the Huffington Post, Oni Pink, First Wives World, and has had television appearances on WTNH Channel 8, Better CT, and I think this is WPLR 91.1. Laura as well has her own backstory, as do I, but Laura has taken it, of course, to the next level and beyond, and that is what we're going to really be discussing today. So I'm going to leave this to Laura so that she can tell you her whole story and to express the importance of both planning, strategizing and implementing the transition from marriage to divorce. Her specialty is creating change around this transition. The women that she helps in creating their own ideal lives, from what I hear, she is a real true expert. She is a marriage advocate and states that she loves men. I love, she has this in one of her videos. I saw it today and it was just so sweet. I did have to mention it. Yet this is the need for women, of course, to align their lives for their own through personal peace and professional performance. We're welcoming callers today, so please do share a moment with us, a moment or two, if you have any, and a thought. The call-in number, once again, is 917-889-3818. So I'd like to get started. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's so great to be here.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you. I actually wanted really the listeners to know that when I really was, you know, doing kind of my search and I found you, there was this kind of little light that went off and said, Linda, you need to do this. And the reason really was, and that's where I think we're really going to start, is that so many women do find themselves, as I said in the intro, in a situation that they are, that was so unplanned for. And when I use the word unplanned for, that's the snag, is that many women do not plan. It is an emotional time. We tend to surge, and the planning is so essential. So I'm going to give you the floor and let you decide whether you'd like to share the work that you do first or your backstory. I personally would love to hear your backstory, but I'm going to leave it to you.
I will be happy to share my story. So, yeah, you know, life has this funny way of handing us very unexpected. The unexpected things that happen to us are the most reliable, right? They're the most reliable is the fact that they'll be unexpected. So it can make it very difficult to plan for those things that life does throw at us. And one of those things, of course, is divorce, because there's no one that walks down the aisle of their, you know, at their wedding day anticipating that they, in fact, are going to be faced with that at some point in their life. So it does make it difficult to plan for. But my story is that I got married, much like many, many listeners out there. I got married very young, what I considered very young, which was 24. And we had been together before that, so I was even younger when I made, you know, the choice to partner. And I never in a million years would have imagined that my marriage would end, you know, 15 years later.
Right.
And I, from the outside, I guess, had been living a seemingly perfect life, you know, like so many of us do. I often say today, are you happy or are you Facebook happy? Right? There's this happy thing that we put out there, and then there's what's really going on for us. And technology has kind of separated this virtual out there personality and profile. And then there's, you know, our real lives, our very real lives that are moving along. And my very real life was moving along. And I found myself deeply unhappy, married and with everything that one would imagine I would have been thrilled with. You know, I had all of the, I had financial security, I have a close family, friends, I had two children, I still do, and I couldn't understand why I had this incredible growing unhappiness. And There was a moment that I knew that I was not living the life that I was meant to live. And it was incredibly frightening to acknowledge that and to figure out, well, what do I do now? Very frightening.
What did you do?
I stewed in it for a little while, because making the decision to take action or making a decision to divorce is not something that happens overnight. It's something that takes a tremendous amount of courage. It's something that takes a tremendous amount of honesty. And no one, I don't care who it is or how the situation unfolds, no one wants to hurt a person that they've cared about in their past.
Right.
No one wants to intentionally hurt another person in their marriage. And so it becomes one of those things where you have to say something that you know is going to be painful for everyone involved.
Right.
And so I did. And it was the most difficult thing that I've ever had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, that decision was the very thing that allowed me to begin to set the foundation for what was going to be the happiest time in my life.
So interesting. Did you, you know, I know just for one moment, just so that listeners get this, you know, kind of not a bipolar opposite, but really a completely different situation, which was mine. I also married at 25 years old and met my husband at 21. But to make this really long story as short as I can and make my point, I really was so miserable and felt so trapped and felt so guilty and so shameful on so many levels, on a personal level, on a family level, you know, to my daughters, to my parents. And you talked about honesty and courage. I let it go for so long that when I finally decided that I just couldn't take it anymore, things had really gotten dark. And not even courage. It was then everything escalated on emotion. And what happened with me, and I can say up until today, which is now we are in 2012, and I filed for divorce in 1999, no one could just believe what the lives of my daughters and myself have been like with such change, moving, you know, like across the country, moving to another country, moving back into the other country. You know, in the years that have come for us to even get back to, I don't like to use the word, you know, ground floor, because I won't say ground zero, but no one would have ever thought, or especially myself, that looking back when I was so emotional and really feeling such fear so far away from home, I didn't even know where to turn, who to look to for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a huge, the foundation for me was not there. The support was not there.
It's a very isolating. Yeah, it's a very isolating time. It's very paralyzing and isolating. Whenever we find ourselves in a time in our life where we're being driven by fear, right?
Yes.
There's this fear and this feeling of being trapped. We are never trapped unless you are locked in a jail cell somewhere and you just have absolutely no power of choice. There are always solutions. There are always options. There's always a course of action to take. But we trap ourselves. So, and I understand that. I felt that way myself. I felt like, how am I going to do this? There's no way. Because we don't know how. We don't have the tools. We don't have the support. We don't have the language. We don't have what we need in order to take the kind of action that we need to take to move ourselves through whatever that period of time is, or that decision, and it's paralyzing.
And where do you start? Where do you begin? Where do you go?
Okay.
And we both just reiterated the same point, which for you listeners, which is really so important, if there is anyone out there that you know or care about, aside from possibly yourself, a friend, a family member, just someone that you know that is really so miserably unhappy, to even get to the place where, again, listener, you can tell, you can re-mention the point that Laura has just made, which is so important. I would have loved to have just heard that. That would have been so reassuring for me. So all these small little things, along with all the big things, like, dealing with systems and integrating everything that you need to be able to transition.
Mm.
So talk about the work that you do.
So the work that I do is on helping people move from paralysis and helping them to understand. So, while my work revolves around the transition of divorce, I'm by no means a divorce advocate, because sometimes divorce isn't the answer, right? That we can find ourselves unhappy for a multitude of reasons. And it's easy to look at our relationship, our marriage, as a way to solve that. Sometimes that might be the answer, sometimes it may not be the answer. But one thing is for sure, and I actually just wrote about this recently, is that information and really good support is what will give you information, is the key to beginning to take action. It's not weakness to need and want and deserve support. It's one of those things where I've been lucky to surround myself in the life that I lead with all these amazing people, right, who do all these amazing things. And there are times when I need all kinds of information and support every day on a multitude of different things.
Absolutely.
And I'm never ashamed to ask for it. I find it to be a empowering and a sign of strength to say, I could really use some information that will help me to figure out what comes next. It's invaluable.
Right. I'm glad that you're saying that, because at the end of the show, I would ask my classic question, what would you want to give the listeners as a takeaway? And I think that this is, there you go. This is it. Yeah, because really, we need to sit back and look exactly where we are in this exact moment, where we're at. Acknowledge it, accept it.
Right, and know that there's something you can do. And if you don't know what that is, that's okay. That's okay, because if every single person had all the answers, it's not what happens. And so, we have friends and family, and I'm a believer in that, and you and I have had conversations before, and my mother and I happen to be writing a book on this.
I'm so glad you mentioned this. Another one of my questions. Please mention this. Talk about
the
this
book.
Now.
My mother and I are writing The Ripple Effect of the Transition of Divorce, because friends and family who love us most are not always the ones who can give us what we need. And they love us, and that's wonderful. We need to surround ourselves by people who love us. But when you're looking to make decisions about what comes next for you, how to move through a transition, how to make a major decision that's going to affect your life,
right,
it's critical to get information from those who are trained and skilled at being able to empower you to do that. No one has the answers. The answers are always within you. It's
right.
just who can help you access that, who can help you tap into that and give you the space and give you the courage and give you the clarity to help you be able to do that.
Now, how many people or how many women, clients, just women that you meet in your day-to-day professional life who tend to turn to their family feeling that they'll have at least that trust factor and the love, right? That maybe they'll be best guided. And really what happens in the end, I hear your is the acceptance, right? That's it. The acceptance may not be there. So once again, that judgment and everything else comes in. I think this is something that a lot of women aren't even aware of.
Women, and believe it or not, and men, and despite the fact that, you know, I work really exclusively with women, you know,
right.
the men are no different. I mean, the feelings that we all have are universal, and
Absolutely.
It's how they play out that's a little bit different, and I never want to give men an unfair shake because, you know, I believe that there's an equitable distribution of, you know, unhappiness and confusion, and that everything I do is not gender specific. It's a way of being. It's a way of looking at our life and at your life and trying to now figure out what exactly is it that I want my life to look and feel like, and how am I going to get that? What is it going to take, and what would it mean if I could take action that would allow me to be living the life that I do imagine, because it's more than possible. It's just that we talk
Absolutely.
Ourselves out of it.
Exactly. So all our thoughts are so negative they can drag us down. All right. What I would really like you to do, if you can, is to give the listeners more of a framework or an idea of somebody who is contemplating divorce, thinking about divorce. Number one, how do they find you? And that would be a good time. Number two, once they do find you, how and what are you working through with these people? I know that you have a guide, and I know that the guide, because I read a little bit about that, does give guidance to finding and meeting, requiring the importance of financial advice, legal advice, personal advice, emotional advice. So walk us through that a little bit, if you could.
Okay, so first of all, anyone can find me at discoverthedspot.com. That's my website, and my phone number, my contact information is all there, and
okay,
I love to hear from anyone. I know how hard it can be to take that first step and reach out, but you will have a hand that reaches right back, that
okay.
I can assure.
With you, I know that for sure, too. So,
yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is, when there's emotional overwhelm, right,
yes.
a situation is emotionally charged, there's this impulsive need to take action. So here's my if anyone is considering making a major life change, my number one suggestion is no sudden movements.
Great.
Don't
Excellent.
Take dramatic action.
Excellent.
It's very, you know, it's a time that it's counter to how you feel. You feel impulsive, and I understand, and I remember being there myself. But on the other hand, it's important to be intentional and strategic at a time when you're making a massive change. And so what someone can expect when they reach out to me or anyone who does what I do is that you're going to be given the opportunity and the support to gain clarity around where you're at, what you want, and what the next steps are. And I think that is really what needs to happen first. The book that I wrote is very valuable for anyone who's contemplating or in the early stages of divorce, because it will give you the, you know, kind of what to expect from that process in every way. And it will give you the tools and the language and the organizational structure to be able to move forward. And every book that I sell through my site comes with a strategic consultation so that you will be able to think before you take action, and you won't try to do something without the information that you so much deserve.
I thank you for saying that, and I am going to comment, and for anyone who will listen to this podcast in the future, hopefully, and anyone who is listening today will know, a classic question that I ask on my shows often, I will be asking you, but I'm going to answer that question today with respect to the situation to marriage and divorce. And the question is, in looking back, is there anything that happened to you or anything that you had done that you, if you could, you would change? And I ask this question so often, and the classic beautiful answer is no, everything happened for a reason. I asked an interview, and this question has been played out so many times that today is a perfect time where, as you're talking, I'm thinking to myself, if I could really look back on my life, I would say absolutely 101 plus another 100% that I would have looked back and sat down and chosen to be aware and not to do one impulsive thing, not to think anything impulsive, not to even my emotions. That I could not, at that particular time, keep them in check. Now, you know, my divorce, unfortunately, was not just average because there was, you know, there was some darkness. It wasn't just falling out of love. I would have stayed married. It was really impossible to stay married. So, once again, everyone's situations are different. No matter what precipitates the situation, even if it ends up, at times, you know, being something that's either dangerous or there's violence or, you know, whatever. The only impulsive thing that you can do is pick up the phone or run and reach out for help from someone who is less impulsive, more strategic, and calmer than you are. And get yourself
there's no question. And listen, for anyone who's listening who has acted impulsively, which would be all of us, you know, it's going to happen, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that there's not an opportunity to move forward. You know, what's done is done. You know, focusing your energy on what was won't help because you're in the now and you're looking forward to the future. So, you know, I want to just make sure everyone is very gentle with themselves. I, too, for everything that I do, have acted impulsively. But to the extent that you can give yourself the gift of support so that you can be more intentional and strategic, that, you know, the one thing I would say is, listen, I'm doing what I do because the one thing that I wish I would have known then, or I wish I would have done then, would be to have found someone like me now, someone who gave this kind of support. And that's why I do what I do, because I vowed that I would be that I was not able to find at the time. And it's so critical. It's just someone who, you know, my interest for anyone that's listening is that you are able to take action to lead a life that makes you happy, because that will allow you to be the kind of parent, the kind of sister, brother, friend, child that you want to be. And so to that end, that's my sole interest. You know, that's the sole interest in it. And you need and deserve someone on your side who has that as their sole interest, your well-being.
And as someone who's calm, and hopefully calmer than the person who's looking at their life thinking, oh, my God, what do I do now? Because those moments are not always calm moments.
No, not at all.
Not thinking logically.
That's exactly correct.
And for all the years that it took for all your listeners to get where you are, it's the exact same analogy. To become undone, it's going to take time as well. So there's no fantasy or magic or pill that's going to make it go away that fast. Now, I remember myself sitting down thinking, oh, my God, and I knew in my head, if financial, you know, emotional, geographic. I was far away from family and support. I had listed everything, and I thought, wow, which one of these will I tackle first? And then in my mind, all I could think about was, this may take me 5 to 10 years.
Right.
Yeah. I was so smart that I literally had that thought, and it kind of went through my head, and I knew it. And that's really what I ended up living out. And that's okay because, you know, it's like any relationship. For as long as it took you to get there, when a relationship ends, we hear this all the time from all the dating experts, you know, take the time to let go. Take the time to heal.
You know what? It's about getting right with yourself. It's all of those things, if you think about them, you know, the social, the professional, the financial, the parenting, all of the things that happen as a result of a major transition like divorce.
Sure.
It can be overwhelming, but
absolutely,
there are, it's one baby step at a time. And, you know, when you have someone holding your hand to do that, you can begin to take those steps, and it's forward progress. Right, we're not looking for any massive leap. We're just looking to every single day move just a little bit forward, and before you know
steps.
It, you'll be there.
Baby steps, for sure. Also, in looking back, there's something, there's a question that I just wanted to ask you, and it's so fundamental with everything, but I don't think it's something that women think of, and because they're putting everybody else ahead of themselves, the old self-love thing. The old, it's going to take you all this time to come back to who you are, and you're looking in the mirror thinking, who am I? Well, you're still that same, you know, that same person and that beautiful woman that you were before. You may have to peel away a lot of layers of an onion or whatever, but you're in there somewhere, and along the way, on the process, on the journey, love yourself through each change. It could be weight change. So there could be physical changes. The changes will be on every level. Love yourself through them. And they are going to take such time. You know, Laura, when I look back, it's 11 years. Mm. And I finally see myself now, and my two daughters who today are adults. And we are all finally now focusing really not just on our professional lives, but looking and searching, trying to find our true passions. Now, we had all that stuff in the past 10 years to clear.
We have to have an appreciation for everything that's happened because it becomes the fabric of our life. And good, bad, or indifferent, it is the fabric of our life, and there's something to be learned from all of it. And part of loving, that self-love that you talk about, is also learning, getting to know yourself so you can appreciate it. You know, it's in there. One of the things I do with every person that I work with, every client, is to, you know, to go back to when you were 10, go back to when you were 16, and think about those things. Think about what you were like. That person's still there. The same things that got me excited back then still get me excited.
Right.
And it's just, you know, we forget to tap back into that. We forget to reconnect to that person who we were.
She's still there. She is still there. We have 2 minutes left. The half an hour flies by. My 30-minute show should be an hour and a half. But anyhow, in a short kind of an answer as you're able, how long a period of time is someone who is contemplating divorce, let's say when someone comes or reaches out to you, are they working with you telephone consulting? Are you, you know, doing long distance? Take a minute or so to just, if you can, explain, are you doing one-on-one, are you doing groups, and then we'll wrap up.
Yep, absolutely. So when you go to discoverthedspot.com, you can sign up for my free newsletter. It's all kinds of stuff, me, resources, ramblings. It's going to just give you information. I work virtually, which means that I work with women all over the country and all over the world. So I don't prescribe any kind of – I don't make a recommendation until I've had the chance to talk with you. So, and that's a free consultation. So let me know you a little bit better so I can help you.
Excellent. We have 30 seconds. In the 30 seconds in the wrap-up, two questions, and you can do them real quick because we already basically answered them. The first one would be if you could go back and do anything different in your own personal life, not just your professional life, what would that be? And then the other question, the takeaway. If in the 30 minutes, what one thing would you feel would be the most important that anyone contemplating divorce take away from our 30 minutes that we spent together?
It really has to be the focus on me. And everybody will say selfish, 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 but it's not. Because when you are taking care of you, when you are ready to own your own world and your own self, you can then be the best of anything else, any other role in your life.
I love that. Our time is up. I want to thank you so much, Laura, for joining us today, everybody. Please discover the D-Spot. You can also find Laura on Facebook, but unfortunately she has too many friends.
So you can find me at Laura.Campbell, Laura W. Campbell online on Facebook.
Great. Well, I want to be your friend now.
Good. Thank you, Linda, so much.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. So, everyone, thank you for listening in, and we'll be back again next Wednesday. Take care. All my love.